right here on AM 600.
CIQC.
I've never been there, but the brochure looks nice. Jump in, let's go. Lay back, enjoy the show.
Hi, this is Travel World. I'm Danielle in studio. Stephen Pickford and Willem Backus are on location in Des Moines, Iowa. Guys, how you doing?
Well, good morning.
Good morning, Danielle.
Pickford.
How you doing?
We're having a great time here in Des Moines.
So how's it going out there, Danielle? What's been doing in Montreal while we've been away?
Thunderstorms, blackouts, you know, here and there. But aside from that, everything's calm, cool, and waiting for you to come back.
Well, we've been having a great time here at the Iowa State Fair. We're sitting in studio here with, Cynthia Fodor and a whole bunch of other people from Iowa Tourism, including the hotel we're staying at, the Hotel Fort Des Moines. We've got Kathy Smith also with us from the Iowa State Fair. We also got Shauna and Mike from the State Department of Tourism. So we've been welcomed with open arms out here, and it's what a wonderful place.
And getting out to Des Moines, I mean, people are probably figuring out how they're going to get there. Well, two ways. One, you can fly with Northwest Airlines via Minneapolis, around four or five flights a day, two via Minneapolis, two via Detroit. And the other possibility for passengers who like the service on Air Canada is to fly into Kansas City around 2.5 to 3 hours south of Des Moines, and then take a car from National Car Rental and drive up and see part of the rolling countryside as you head up here.
One of the biggest myths that we found about the Des Moines area, of course, is we thought it would be nothing but wheat fields in a building or two.
Corn.
Yeah, I thought you guys were going to bring me back some corn.
The magic word in Iowa.
Well, there is no corn in Des Moines.
You have to kind of go to the outskirts, and then you'll see some. But in the basically within the city limits, no corn to be found. And, of course, we also thought that there would be no trees here, that it would be like one tree, boiling sun, a three-story building, and that is it. But, no, there are high-rise buildings in downtown and a wide choice of restaurants, and it is a forested city. It's a lot of shady trees and parkways and areas to sort of cool off by walking under a tree.
Well, there's rolling meadows. I mean, the roads all curve and turn, stuff like that. It's almost like they had some Boston designer at some point, because you'll be on one road and then you'll look and say, oops, the signs changed, we're on a different one. But overall, it's a very, very clean and safe city. The beautiful environment. We walked around their Court Street Entertainment District last night. It was a lot of fun. I felt totally and completely secure. And so it was a very nice place to go.
Right. I mean, there's downtown, they've got around, I would say, around 10 to 12 restaurants and bars. We ate at one on Thursday night, Trattoria, which specializes in northern Italian cuisine. Very intimate. I guess you could say it's also a romantic spot, and very good food right downtown, walking distance from where we're staying at the Hotel Fort Des Moines, which actually shares an anniversary with AM 600 being built in 1919. So lots of things going on in 1919.
There were a lot of things going on in 1919. And one of the other pleasures of coming down to Des Moines was also meeting our correspondent. You may remember Cynthia Fodor from KCCI-TV. You'll hear station IDs on our station. And she is the one of the reporters here at News Channel 8. And she's covering the Iowa State Fair. She does a live broadcast. Well, why don't you tell us?
We do a live broadcast every day at 5 o'clock each weekday, and also at noon and 6 o'clock. We are out here covering the Iowa State Fair, which is where we are right now, out here on the State Fairgrounds. A lot of fun. You guys picked a perfect time to be here. The weather, you said, has been thunderstorms in Montreal. We have had beautiful sunny skies, blue skies, nice weather in the 80s, and a big crowd out here at the fair, but not so big that you can't move and get around and see things. And there is so much to see and do out here, as I told you a year ago, which prompted you to come out. And have you found it as exciting as you thought it would be?
We found it better. We found the grounds very well laid out, the traffic flow. You know, as you mentioned, you don't really realize the crowds. You know, you can go to some exhibitions and it's just mind-boggling the number of people, and you're spending all day standing in lines. The traffic flow moves, the grounds are well laid out, the people are friendly, and they don't try to gouge you when you go to eat something. I mean, you figure, well, you know, they have a captive audience, but the concessionaires have reasonable prices and what a wide variety of things to choose from to eat.
And speaking of food out here, I mean, you could literally gain 10 pounds during the week of the fair, and I'm out here all day, and already, I mean, one day I had a pork chop. Of course, you have to have the Iowa pork chops at the fair, and the pork producers tend to set up with delicious, huge grilled chops and everything from guinea grinders to corn dogs, cheese on a stick, steak on a stick, pickle on a stick, bologna on a stick. We've got it out here.
Pickle and, on a stick?
Yeah. Yeah. I think they were going to try a chop on a stick this year, but it's just great fun to walk up and down the roads here at the State Fair. Kathy Swift is with us as well from the State Fair, and Kathy, everywhere you turn, there's something interesting going on.
I don't know if
I don't know whether that phone
is Kathy patched in.
Well, no, I referred to a little bit of technical difficulty there.
Kathy is a lovely lady, the lady who's in charge of the publicity here at the Iowa State Fair. She's also the local equivalent of Marilyn Moyer, one of the sweethearts from Montreal. And it seems wherever I go, I can't get away from Marilyn and Cynthia, so. But one of the things we noticed about the Moyer.
Yes, a lot of things it resembles. You turn one block, and you think you're, let's say, in Philadelphia. And you turn another block, and you think that you're in Baltimore. Another block, you're in Cincinnati. And again, the street names remind you of almost every city you've been in. So
there's a train crossing at Woodland.
A train crossing at Woodland. So
you're looking for Highway 20.
Yeah, you have to get near Highway 20 for that. But you feel it's just that basic element of mid-America that it's, you know, everything comes together in one spot.
Well, actually, Kathy's on patch in now. Go ahead, Kathy.
We're delighted to have you here at our 140th annual Iowa State Fair. Our theme this year is way too much fun, and we're also enjoying way too many people, and we are loving it. We've had 2 days under our belt now with great crowds, and 9 more to go. It's our special time of year, so it's fun that you can share it with us.
Well, it's wonderful that we're out here. Another thing, I hear you're setting attendance records now at the Iowa State Fair this year.
Well, so far, so good. You know, we're pretty conservative, as Iowans go. So we like to go through each of those 11 days before we know for sure what's happening. But we are off to a splendid beginning. We've had enormous crowds. Our grandstand has been great. Last night, Leanne Rimes and Brian White had a sellout crowd. We have a lot of free entertainment at the fair as well. The Dixie Chicks, which is a hot new country group, have been really attracting the people. Thursday night, maybe 6,000 people crowded around. Last night, maybe 7,000 people had to close the street. It was like a wonderful street party.
Well, street party, that's something that definitely appeals to your average Montrealer.
Right, Montrealers are always looking for fun things to do and activities, and I think everything really, you know, comes together in one place. I mean, for the entertainment, it's good value. I mean, to visit all the attractions and to include so much free entertainment in one admission price.
I got to mention value. Des Moines, we've gone to a lot of places in the state, Stephen, and we got to talk about how excellent a value it is out here, because, I mean, they seem to be giving gas practically for free. It's less than a dollar a gallon, for goodness sake. Some place for 89. We're driving up from Kansas City, and we're taking a look at the signs. You know, one place is $1.20, $1.10, $1.09. I'm going, boy, we go far enough, we're going to be getting gas for free.
They'll be paying us to fill our tank.
And then we stay at a multi-level parking garage, $1.
Yeah,
oh,
that's
boy.
All we wanted, $1 for parking after 4 p.m. or something. I mean, these are unheard-of prices. And, for example, we're staying at the Hotel Fort Des Moines. And
well, one of the things we do have here is Air Montreal.
Well, talking about good value, yes. I mean, Air Montreal, if you're talking about going around the province of Quebec on business, Air Montreal is consistently 50% less than all other carriers. No advance purchase required. It's just-in-time travel. Call today, fly tomorrow. Air Montreal, 631-2111. Great travel value from Air Montreal, 631-2111.
All right, Danielle?
Okay, Chad, roll the break.
Travel World will continue.
Another holiday.
Hunting your debt.
CIQC, Montreal. Boom & Mountaineau offers you a wide choice of office furniture for your home projects. These top quality furnishings come in different models and colors so you can create a home office that's perfectly fitted to your needs and space. Available from $139. And we provide free delivery by our experts within a 200-kilometer radius. Buy now and pay only in June 1999. Office furniture now available at Boom & Mountaineau, where quality always meets low prices for 38 years.
Good morning, Tasso. Patsy Cac is broadcasting live this morning from the brand new location of Tutte Frutte, a wonderful breakfast restaurant, Tutti Frutti. It is brand new. We have one in Westmount, Brossard, Saint-Jerome, and in Laval. Joining me this morning is Peter. He's a representative from Kraft Foods. We've got 15 baskets to give away to lucky winners here. Peter, what's in the basket for the folks?
Well, in the basket, we have Kraft products, the Nabob coffee. We also have a Kraft teddy bear. So what we're suggesting to the people that come here is we're going to be giving the baskets out to the people that come eat in the restaurant. It's the only way. So you eat in the restaurant at Tutti Frutti. You fill out a card with your name, your phone number. And after that, we'll do the draw right on the spot. And the Kraft mascot will be giving you the basket.
Absolutely. Smoothie is a Kraft mascot with us, and we have a great day. You know, all kinds of special deals going on. I want to remind you as well, during the week here at Tutti Frutti, we have early bird specials from 6A to 9A, starting at $2.99. There's 10 choices, and as well, there's one at $3.99 with 12 choices. Join us for a great breakfast. Tutti Frutti, Dollar des Ormeaux, Galerie des Sources, right next to Bureau en Gros.
Don't forget your best friends when you go on vacation. Call Langille Kennels in Dorval today, 631-8704. West Islanders have trusted Langilles with their pets since 1970. With an animal hospital right on the premises, pet owners can relax knowing that a veterinarian is not just on call, he's on site. And your pet will delight in Langille's choice of diets and experience care just like at home. Plus, each dog enjoys the freedom of his own indoor and outdoor run. Your pet deserves the very best. Langille's Country Setting Kennels in Dorval, 631-8704.
Every day's a big day for savings at the Salvation Army, but Saturday, August 15th is the biggest day of all 8 flea market locations. On that one day, all clothing, summer, winter, old, new, all items are reduced 50%. Boutique counters filled with jewelry, fine crystal, figurines, and collectibles have prices slashed up to 25%. So low prices go even lower Saturday, August 15th at all Salvation Army thrift stores, including 5840 Taschereau in Brossard, 4305 Samson in Chaumetty-Laval.
While in Montreal, guests of Travel World stay at the luxurious Hotel du Four, offering informal elegance and a vibrant sense of space in each guest room and suite. All the comforts of home and office, from beautifully styled custom-crafted furniture to kitchenette convenience. Enjoy panoramic views of the St. Lawrence and Mount Royal, then step outdoors to a multitude of shops and restaurants at your doorstep. Upscale service for the discriminating business or leisure traveler. Hotel du Four, 1390 4th Street at St. Catherine. Telephone 938-8333.
Oh, hi, Chad. This is Maria from Salisbury. We'd love to show you around. Come on down. We have a place that's great. I know just where to take you. The boys will explain it to you when they get back.
CIQC.
Hi, it's Danielle again in studio for Travel World. Stephen Pickford and Willem Backus in Des Moines, Iowa.
How's it going?
It's going great. How about you?
That's fine. We had our little theme song there for Cynthia, so how'd you like that?
That's right. Steel Town Girl out in the middle of the cornfields now.
Do you speak some Pittsburghese still, Cynthia?
What do you mean?
You know, I tried the old Pittsburgh accent. She goes, what'd he say?
I'm trying to get rid of that Pittsburgh accent, so don't remind me. We're having a great time out here at the Iowa State Fair. It started Thursday. We'll be going on through August 23rd, and the theme is Way Too Much Fun. And I think Stephen and Willem are having way too much fun out here in Des Moines.
Oh, yeah, somebody will have to constrain us and hold us back.
Yeah, we've been accused of having too much fun, haven't we?
Yes.
Why am I not surprised?
You've got everything out here at the Iowa State Fair. I mean, along with the food and the entertainment, everything free on the stages, music groups, bands, magicians, animals, livestock. We've had yesterday, or 2 days ago, the biggest boar contest, the giant ram. you never know what you might see. The animals get bigger and better every year, as does the fair.
We have one of the largest livestock shows in the world. We have the largest foods department of any state fair. You know, you could enter 880 different foods classes. The winner of the cinnamon roll contest on opening day for a first prize took home $3,000. I'd say that was some eating, wouldn't you?
$3,000.
Yeah, and just to expand on that a little bit, I was looking through the booklet of all the food contests, and Iowans actually come in and submit their recipes, and they have taste testers who choose which is best, and they have things like the best spam recipe, the best rabbit recipe, and the ugly cake contest. And the ugly cake last year, I think the ugliest one had like dead fish heads on top of it.
But whatever it is the ugliest cake.
But it's fun to go through the food spoon and see all the different entries down there.
Oh, absolutely. We have the largest art show in the state. We have a 10-acre midway that you can whirl around till you're blue in the face or whatever, and large 4-H and FFA, and wonderful aspects of Iowa. Obviously, this is our showcase, so we're showing off for everybody else what we do best.
We have, we take a look at some of the rides out there, and you have your usual selection of fairground rides. There is one ride in particular, which, and I'm a ride person, that scared the dickens out of me just watching this thing. It's called the Wind Shear,
mm-hmm.
And it's like this long couch, two rolls, and this great big thing, I think, is maybe about 100 feet high.
Yeah, we looked at that, and we thought, oh, boy, you know, don't get me on that one.
What does it do? I mean, this couch just sits you at the top. They spin the couch around, and then one of the support beams, they actually have a simulated failure of the beams. The whole thing comes crashing down. I go, oh, no, don't do that.
Way too much fun, Willow.
They have the double Ferris wheel, and there's just so much out here. In a sense, in parts of the fair, they have the Heritage Village, and it's kind of like walking back in time. You see all the antique farm equipment, the old-fashioned tractors, and it's very interesting as well.
Even room settings, that kind of thing, furniture.
Yeah, and so you can go kind of back in time in one area of the fair and other areas of the fair. They have the high-tech pavilions and the Space Expo with the NASA exhibits, and so it's just anything that you're interested in, you could pretty much find it out here.
And all with the emphasis on affordable family fun. So really that is the idea, that there's $350,000 worth of entertainment offered free with gate admission, and admission is $6 for an adult and $2 for a child. So, you know, where can you go these days and get in on more than you could possibly do in one day?
Oh, yes, and I mean, you can't beat that type of value. You know, where else can you find in Canada today, you know, an admission price like that where everything basically is included?
Well, it's a totally reasonable thing. We'd like to patch in Shauna, if you could do that for us, Chad, because she's a representative from the Iowa Board of Tourism here, and she's got a whole bunch of things to show us. One of the slogans of Iowa is, "You make me smile," and, you know, it really is true. I mean, we've had such a good time. People have been so accommodating and friendly here. We can hardly get over it. Shauna, tell us a bit about it.
Well, we feel the same way you do, and so do the travelers that have come to Iowa. In fact, last year, nearly 14 million people visited Iowa on an overnight vacation. And when we go back to those people and ask them about their trip, the number one thing they tell us is how friendly and hospitable Iowans are. And we think, and they think, that that makes people smile. So it's only natural that our slogan here is, "Iowa, you make me smile." And we do have some Iowa You Make Me Smile gifts for the two of you to take back to Canada. A koozie and a pen and a nice Iowa pig.
Oh, okay.
Iowa pig. Not a real pig.
Not a real pig. We don't have to.
No, it's hard to get those on airplanes. But this is a small, we call them our Iowa Tourism floppy friends. And it's got the Iowa You Make Me Smile logo on there.
Pin, everything.
Yes, very
it's really
nice.
Beautiful. Iowa is... We were actually quite surprised, very pleasantly, by the place. We came in here, rolling hills, rolling meadows. You will never go hungry in Iowa. I mean, if you...
That's for sure.
There's some of the restaurants out here. We went to the Iowa Machine Shed. We went to the...
Iowa Machine Shed out near the Living History Farms. And, boy, you know, you go to a thematic restaurant, and it resembles an old-time machine shed with the implements and the signs. And great portions, great coleslaw and cottage cheese come with side platters too, all the main dishes. There's where you can sample that famous Iowa pork. Great lunch.
Pork and beef. I mean,
pork and
beef are the best tasting stuff you've ever had.
Are the specialties, and, you know, it's a great place to go before heading over to the Living History Farms. It was busy even at 2 and 3 in the afternoon. People were going into the Iowa Machine Shed, and that is a place that can be highly recommended for people visiting Des Moines.
Yeah, more on the Iowa Living History Farms, because that, I mean, really deserves special mention. But we want to get back a bit to the state of Iowa itself. also more on the corn. And not, I mean, we have a lot of cornfields out in Montreal, which is the sweet corn, but they actually made what they call the hard corn here, which is actually used to make things like cornflakes and what have you. But you also have some tourism statistics. Iowa is really welcoming of Montrealers and Canadians in general. I mean, you really got to get out here and take a look at it, because and there's also small towns. I mean, every time we talk, there's always something new. Oh, by the way, you haven't heard of this, and you haven't heard of that. And for my own little from the home country, Mon, I'm going to check out a little town called Pella, which is actually a Dutch community. Can you tell me a bit about that?
Well, Pella is a Dutch community. We're real fortunate in Iowa that many of our communities have a rich ethnic background. We have Norwegian communities and Dutch communities and German communities. Pella has an annual tulip festival in May, and that's certainly something that we'd invite Canadians and everyone to come back and visit Iowa and experience. And we hope you'll call our tourism office. It's 1-800-345-IOWA. Or visit our website at www.state.ia.us, and we'll send you some information, and you can learn about all the great things to see and do in Iowa.
There's also a little community called the Amana.
Amana colonies.
And contrary to Stephen's belief, it is not just appliances who set up shop.
No, I haven't been there yet. My parents just went there, stopping. Maybe, Shauna, you know a little bit more about it, but they absolutely loved it. They thought
the Amana colonies are fabulous. There's breweries in the Amana colonies. They have Amana meats. They have Amana jams and fabulous bakery.
All kinds of fashion community mm-hmm. set up that you can mm-hmm. kind of just go There's, back in
it's
time.
It's a series of, I'm not sure how, seven villages set up just right off I-80, so you can be on this busy four-lane highway and exit into a wonderful, quaint village on the side of the road.
Right off of I-80. Well, the hands of Chad must have passed that. Chad, have you seen anything related to the Amana colonies as you guys were driving back from California last week?
When we were passing through Des Moines, I saw the back of my eyelids. I was sleeping.
Well, we also got to congratulate Chad and his buddy Bruce, who did a great favor for us, retrieving an automobile that we bought in California. We called it the Hands of Chad Across America Tour. And apparently their first night, Chad and Bruce had a romantic evening at the Lovelock Motel. Chad, what do you say about that?
I wouldn't say romantic on the air, because anyway, Chad,
he was very interesting. Oh, we love Chad.
I keep trying to ask him about that, but he's like hinting away from it, you know?
He doesn't want to talk about that. Something must be going on there.
This isn't what I want to go on the air here. Thank you.
Don't go there, right?
No, I've seen this place called the Covered Wagon Inn.
We're glad to have the one and only Chad back in studio with us, that's for sure. We can't wait to see the automobile he brought back for us. So, and right after the break, we're also going to be speaking with Monica about her great hotel, about the Fort Des Moines. Des Moines, before it became a city, was called a fort, and it was the landmark hotel. It was built in 1919. It's got something in common with CIQC. We started up in 1919.
Right. Two great things happening in 1 year.
So it was also with the 1920s Beaux-Arts architecture, you know?
Right, and the traditional hotel design of the era, the semi-E shape that typified many a hotel built in the early 20s across North America.
And, of course, Chad's dream come true. The Iowa State Fair Queen pageant is being held in this hotel, Chad, and right next to our own room for you, there were, I think it was a room.
It was a hospitality room.
Yeah, but 88 women between the ages of 18 and 23.
Well, you should have seen his eyes just light up.
Beautiful Iowan, we might add.
You know something? I think Chad could have definitely used to be, I think they needed,
he needed to get some strength.
Tour, right? That's for sure. You had to put that on. You know, Chad, during that entire journey, I bet you would have worked up a real appetite, huh?
Yep. Something for maybe pizza?
That's right. Pizza,
yeah,
Donini pizza.
Donini. Real great pizza and a whole lot more. It's Montreal-style pizza from a Montreal company. 31 locations in Greater Montreal, but just one number to remember. 383-6000 Pizza Donini. Call now. It's 11:30. And be at your door piping hot, oven fresh, 30 minutes or less. Great lunch from Pizza Donini. 383-6000.
Chad, roll break.
You need Chad. Baby, I'm not fooling. I'm gonna get ya. Back, Chad. Chad. I'm gonna give you my Chad. Chad. Oh, hey. Chad. Chad.
This weekend at Sears.
You got the power.
You've got it, because we're getting ready for a powerful weekend with Sears 3-Day Power Sale this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday only.
You got the power.
3 powerful days of savings of up to 50% on national and private labels across the store. From family fashions to bed and bath, housewares, hardware, appliances, and so much more. Power shopping this weekend at the Sears 3-Day Power Sale.
Oh, yeah. It's the 3-Day Power Sale at Sears.
Yeah, well, it's not a whole lot of Chad. Good morning, Tassopatchikakis, broadcasting live from the brand new Tutti Frutti. If you know the West Island, we're in Galerie des Sources, right next to Bureau en Gros. You can't miss us. We've got all kinds of locations. We're in Laval, St. Jerome, Brossard, and Westmount as well. If you are a breakfast lover, if you want to start your day off right, you start it right with Tutti Frutti. And the reason being is that the quality of the products they carry and serve you. When toast comes to your table, I'm talking about it, my mouth's watering. When toast comes to your table, it's with butter. You ask eggs fried, they are fried in butter. As well, the representative from Kraft is here. We've got Philadelphia cream cheese, the names you come to know, the things you serve in your own home, Nabob coffee, 100% Colombian Supremo. I am a coffee aficionado. I love a good cup of coffee. I will yell at you if your coffee's lousy. The coffee here is smooth and delicious. And as well, we've got great breakfast for you for anything you want. Bacon, eggs, crepes, crepes that are so big they fall off the plate, loaded with fresh fruit, chantilly cream as well. I'm talking, my mouth's watering, and a delicious selection of fruit frappes. The place, once again, Tutti Frutti in Dollar des Irmonds, Galerie des Sources, next to Bureau en Gros.
Take a one-hour vacation and soothe your body at Luxocor, mesotherapy at its finest. Enjoy a professional, therapeutic, Swedish, Californian, or stress-healing massage in a warm, inviting, upscale atmosphere given by a caring staff for whom your total comfort and well-being are the utmost concern. Luxocor, 374-8181, open 7 days a week from 10 to 10 by appointment only. Your body deserves a break. Relax and enjoy at Luxocor today, 374-8181. Melt your cares away with Luxocor, 374-8181.
Bonjour, my curious friends. I'm Chef Gourmand. Welcome to our quiz, Sieur Noir. Question. What countries are represented by the culinary specialties and taste sensations at Les Fêtes Gourmands on Île Notre-Dame? Correct. More than 30 countries are listed on the menu. Les Fêtes Gourmands is a world tour of the pleasures of the table, plus singing and dancing. Now you can see, drink, and taste them all at Les Fêtes Gourmands until August 16th on Île Notre-Dame. Bon appétit.
Q92 reminds you this is the final weekend for Les Fêtes Gourmands. Don't miss it.
Via Rail is proud to be the official ground transportation carrier for Travel World's media correspondents. Business taking into Toronto but tired of battling traffic on the 401, the confusion of Pearson Airport and high airfares? Next time, arrive refreshed and relaxed. Pamper yourself with Via One first-class service from downtown to downtown. A hot meal served at your seat, full stretch-out comfort that allows you to spend productive work time, not lose time en route. Via One, the way Montreal-Toronto travel was meant to be, from Via Rail, Canada's passenger train network.
Hi, this is Dick Phillips. You're listening to Montreal's only travel show, Travel World, on AM 600, Canada's first station, CIQC.
CIQC. Tell me, how will I ever be the same when I know that that woman is whispering your name?
And welcome back to Travel World. This is Danielle talking to you from the studio. We have Stephen Pickford and Willem Backus in Des Moines, Iowa.
How's it going? And directly from our ratings library, that was Melissa Etheridge. And, of course, we have her on because she's from Leavenworth. We passed very close by there on our way
out
there.
Not overly too far away. I guess around 2 hours or so.
Well, I mean, from Kansas City was like,
right.
What, 40-minute drive?
Yeah, 40 minutes from Kansas City.
Yeah, so anyway, she loves Montreal and... as Montrealers are definitely going to love Des Moines, Iowa. We have with us, we have Monica from the Hotel Fort Des Moines. Monica, tell us a bit about the place.
Oh, thank you. We are glad to have you coming and staying at our hotel. We like to think of ourselves as not just being a hotel, but being one of the sites of Des Moines. We were built in 1919 and have had many, many, many presidents and Nikita Khrushchev and lots of dignitaries and celebrities stay with us, and we'd like to add you to our list of famous people that have come and stayed with us.
There you go.
We like to think that anybody that stays with us, that we treat them famously.
Or just walking in the lobby, I mean, it has that whole traditional feel. It's not one of these cookie-cutter hotels where, you know, you walk in, and whether you're in Des Moines or whether you're in, you know, Winnipeg or wherever, you can't tell. You'll be, you know, you stay at some hotels and everything is exactly the same, and you have to kind of be call the switchboard and ask them which city I'm in when you wake up in the morning. I mean, this is a traditional hotel, member of Historic Hotels of America, where we've stayed at many of their sister affiliated members across the states, because it has that distinctive feel.
Definitely not a cookie cutter hotel. We are owned locally, and so we have a lot of the friendly charm of local ownership. It is old world style type of a hotel with marble floors and brass stair railings and those types of things, but we also have the new amenities that people expect and require out of hotels, the computer modem lines and those types of things as well. So old world charm, new world flair. So
right, and you're redoing your restaurant. It's going to be looking nice when it's all finished.
Right, lots of things going on at the hotel. We have a lot of banquet space. We're at 32,000 square feet of meeting and banquet facility. We have two restaurants and a lounge and a coffee and gift shop. Lots of things going on at the hotel. We have a lot of banquet space. We're at 32,000 square feet of meeting and banquet facility. We have two restaurants and a lounge and a coffee and gift shop. We also have about 240 guest rooms. And you can find us if you're interested in coming, or you're coming to Des Moines and you want to stay at a wonderful place where we treat you famously. You can call us at 1-800-532-1466, or even visit our website at www.hotelfortdm.com.
As opposed to HOC International. In the hands of Chad International. Definitely, this is a great place. It's got true character. We go into this, and your most expensive room is so affordable as it is. This is what I love about Des Moines. Things are so affordable. I mean, even the Canadian, even if you factor in the exchange rate and all that other stuff, you want to come down here because your dollar still goes a long way.
Right, it goes, you know, the value that you get coming to Des Moines offsets all of the devaluation of the dollar. I mean, we were talking at the Fort Des Moines corporate rate, $99, where, you know, for a major American city in a downtown hotel of this caliber, where are you going to find a rate like that?
It's true value.
We also visited the state capitol building, which is utterly beautiful. There's just no other words for it. They're renovating it at the moment. They've got the original marble floors. Anybody who's a Civil War buff, for instance, they've got in the four corners around the rotunda, they've got these display cases with original Civil War flags, which they profess to leave them there until they fell to dust, and they're still there.
Or they're still there after 100 years, starting to fray a bit, but it reminds you of the heritage and the contributions of citizens of the state.
They've got modified Florentine architecture. You should just see the marble and stenciling work there. It's just out of this world. You go to the library there.
Right, the law library with the Victorian touches.
That's one of the most gorgeous places I've seen in an awful long time. And you drive next to that, along one of the roads, there's the Henry A. Wallace Building, which has gold-tinted windows, and it's specially built to reflect the state capitol as you drive by. And, man, what a sight that is to see.
That's a great sight. And because of the elevation, you're raised on raised level of the capitol building, you get a great view of downtown as well. So it's a good photographic opportunity.
Definitely. And you go a little... I think we had to drive, 40 minutes west to find any corn at all?
You still can't get over that.
No.
Well, once you get outside of the city, it doesn't take long to see corn, as you'll see today when you drive down to Pellissippi. I mean, you'll pass a lot of the wide open, beautiful, sprawling countryside. But right in the city, you could be in any city, in any place. A lot of people come out to Iowa. Somebody said, do they have FedExes out there? They think you're out in the middle of nowhere, but it's not the case at all.
You've got all the amenities, and as we were saying before, Living History Farm, if you want to see the agricultural contribution to the development of the state and how agriculture has evolved, that is the place to go. It's one of those attractions that it's popular, but it's not as popular as it could be. It's really the place to see if you come to Des Moines.
It's unbelievable. It was one of the places wherever I have visitors, I take them to Living History Farms. You get on an old hay ride on the back of a tractor, and they take you out to a 1900s farm where the people are actually working the farm out there, dressed in 1900s clothing. They're beating the rugs outside, churning the butter, milking the cows and getting the eggs from the chickens, and they actually cook the food out there that they garden and serve the employees for lunch. And it's just a wonderful place to get a real sense of history and what farming used to be like way back when. So often in this day and age, we forget we have electricity, we have refrigerators, you know, all the things we take for granted. And you go out there, and it really does give you a perspective of how things used to be for people out
there.
And
the greatest thing about Living History Farms is that in one day, you can witness 300 years of farming history. And it starts out with the Iowa Indians, who were the first settlers here, and it progresses through time.
You get a very good picture for, I mean, how did people live in those days? That's one of the things they were marveling. I had like 500,000 questions I was asking everybody about these things. Like, well, how did you do this? And how did you do that? And you walk from this one settlement, which is reproduced as authentically as they can with the information they had. You walk through, you know, a forested path, and they give you a little landmark through history, and 150 years later, and now you're on the 1800s farm. Then you're on the 1850 farm. And you see how people live then. And there are people who are, you know, putting mortar on the side of their house, building a little log cabin. They were actually growing corn in those days. They were growing the potatoes. They put them in a root cellar. Everything from the time period is very well educated, and it's extraordinarily educational for guys like us. Then we went to the 1900s, and you see what kind of modern tools, with the, you know, the advent of the, you know, the coming of the modern farm machinery into town, that sort of thing. And you really got a good picture of how people really did live in those days.
And you can also see the how the species of farm animals has evolved, because they try to keep as much as possible the different varieties of cows and horses and chickens and pigs as were common in that day and age, not necessarily the modern day variety, and say, well, that's representative of a pig. What type of breed of pig was there in 1850?
And along with that, too, along with the three farms that are set up, I mean, you can go up to any of the people working on them and just talk to them, and they're all very educated about the time periods, and we'll talk to you and show you different aspects. But they also have a little village set up there with shops and a pharmacy, the drugstore and the printers, and a little church from the period. And it's very interesting to go into those places, too, and see what that was like.
Yeah, that was the 1875 period. And we walked into the blacksmith shop, and the guy was giving his actual theories and steel making, you know, rural steel making, how they would forge things out. We were actually asking for the real Marilyn Moyer, how they would make a horseshoe-shaped magnet, but they didn't have full information on that, but they did know about spring steel. And we walked into the pharmacy and stuff. Of course, they're all colored water. They're not the real chemicals.
We tried to text whether it was really chloroform in the bottle, but
yeah.
It was not.
We tried to look for, you know, potassium cyanide, but they didn't have that.
But they do have leeches, which is what they used back then, I guess.
Well, you had a boa constrictor put on you the other day.
Yes, I did. We have snakes out here at the fair, too.
Not loose snake.
But they brought a 60-pound boa constrictor up onto our stage while we were on the air live and wrapped it around my neck. And it was not the most exciting experience I've ever had. I almost passed out.
Funny, I saw that on the 5 o'clock. Oh, poor Cynthia. She looks like she's just about to die. Of course, not that I would fare any better. I mean,
After this, we'll go down to the live snake exhibit, Willem, and put a boa around you, and we'll see how you do.
That's one thing you guys don't bring back, okay?
Well, Danielle, that's what we're bringing you back. Steven said he wanted to show you a snake.
I want the pig, okay?
You want the pig?
You'll get the pig.
Definitely that. Living History Farms is one of the most educational things we did out here. We got to learn an awful lot about the way they lived in that area, history of Iowa farming, some of the farming acts, and you can even get some details on, for instance, how Iowa turned the corner as far as farming technology, even through the 1900s, with after the Depression, the erected building for Henry A. Wallace, who was the Secretary of Agriculture under the FDR government, and some of the programs he instituted out here.
And if I could add that visitors who are interested specifically in Living History Farms or the Iowa State Fair can visit the Iowa Division of Tourism website, again, at www.state.iadu.us, and link directly to those attractions. So there's all sorts of information on that website.
A lot of information sources out there, for certain. And, of course, this is all in the type of packages of information that they can get from the Iowa Division of Tourism.
Chad, I think we're going to have to go to break soon.
Oh, yes. Well, we're talking about break, getting away for a break. It's Hampton Beach time one more week. Really is more for your summer at Hampton Beach, and now Hampton Beach is going on sale for 1 week only during their Canadian Appreciation Days, August 22nd to 28th. Imagine practically all of Hampton Beach on sale at 20% off U.S. dollars on cottages, motels, hotels, restaurants, gift shops, and more for 1 week only. For your discount brochure to Hampton Beach, call the New England Tourism Center here in Montreal at 731-4898 or visit Information USA at the Cour Mont-Royal on Peel Street or call Hampton Beach Direct at 1-800-GET-A-TAN. Hampton Beach at 20% off. It's right in New Hampshire.
Chad, take it away.
Travel World will continue.
Keep on a rockin' me, baby.
Go choose some razor blades.
Keep on a rockin' me, baby.
Kinda look like a couple of red lobsters.
Keep on a rockin' me, baby.
CIQC, Montreal.
There's more for your summer.
Is more for your summer at Hampton Beach. More free nightly concerts, more spectacular fireworks every Wednesday night and holidays. And now, Hampton Beach is more fun to travel to with Vermont Transit. Every Saturday and Sunday all summer long for only $99 U.S. round trip. That's right, Vermont Transit leaves Montreal Saturdays and Sundays for fun in the sun at Hampton Beach. Get on board with Vermont Transit. Call 1-802-864-6811. That's 1-802-864-6811. Hampton Beach in New Hampshire. Easy to get to, hard to leave.
Good morning, Tassel. Patsy is broadcasting live from the brand new location of Tutti Frutti in the West Island, Galerie des Sources. Easy to find. It's Sources Boulevard in the Trans-Canada. We're right next to Bureau Angro. I invite you by for a spectacular breakfast, if you like. Got super things in the menu. Listen, it's very intricate if you want it, but they have things that are simple as well, like a cantaloupe with strawberries. Hey, half a grapefruit. Banana with cream. Old-fashioned porridge with cream and brown sugar. Or you could do what I did this morning, the printemps quête de vin doux. It is a large crepe stuffed with fresh fruits and custard, an absolute taste delight. Everything fresh, everything made on the premises, featuring in the fine line of craft products, Philadelphia cream cheese, Nabob coffee. Hey, breakfast, folks, is not breakfast without the greatest cup of coffee in the world. They grind the beans fresh here, and they make you both regular and decaf, if you like. Drop by to any one of our locations, but drop by, you must, to Tutti Frutti, Dollar des Armeaux, Galerie des Sources, right next door to Bureau Angro.
Before heading off on your next trip, head off to Jet Setter. Jet Setter is Montreal's travel accessory center with the largest selection of travel accessories in Eastern Canada. Everything that you could possibly want relating to travel, all in one location. Money belts, water purifiers, miniature binoculars, travel irons, guidebooks, and maps. Plus converters and adapters for all your electrical needs, including computers. What's more, you'll find every imaginable kind of rolling luggage, including duffel bags, knapsacks, and travel packs from such name brands as Tumi, Travel Pro, Skyway, Loosport Sack, Kipling, Timberland, Eagle Creek, Briggs & Riley, and more. At Jet Setter, I found you don't pay more for quality and personal service. In fact, you'll save with Jet Setter, and GST is included in every price you see. Jet Setter, Montreal's Travel Accessory Center, 66 Laurier West between Clark and St. Urbain. Telephone 271-5058.
Okay, anyone want to go to Orlando, Florida?
Yeah!
Well, there's a contest at the Jean Coutu photo counter, so let's go! Max, you get the flyer?
Oh, right!
Meg tries to guess the contest picture.
Okay!
Mom goes to Jean Coutu, gets our photos and an entry form.
On my way!
And remember, we get a free set of doubles and a free roll of Konica color film with every film processed.
And what about you, Dad?
Well, someone's got to take pictures of you guys working.
Oh, Daddy!
Just direct your feet to the Jean Coutu side of the street.
See details in store.
Are you tired of being held hostage to the airline's demands to stay over a Saturday night and reserve 2 weeks in advance just to get a reasonable airfare? Fed up with paying $1,000 or more on your business trips to the United States? Now there's an answer to every business traveler's dream with Zagory Travels USA on business fares to over 50 key business centers throughout America. Reserve up to 3 days in advance, stay just 2 days, not requiring a Saturday, and count the savings. $395 plus taxes to Los Angeles, for instance, compared to over $2,000 plus taxes normally applicable without that obtrusive Saturday night stayover. You don't sacrifice comfort or convenience either, flying with one of America's top five fly carriers with full in-flight service, seat selection, and frequent flyer mileage. Call a corporate travel specialist at Zagory Travel in Dollard today, 626-3132, to find out how you can shave your travel budget by up to 75%.
Your next business trip to the USA should begin with a call to Zygri, 626-3132.
Hi, this is Cynthia Fodor from KCCI-TV in Des Moines, Iowa. Happy to be back on the air in Montreal again with Stephen Pickford and Travel World on AM 600 CIQC.
CIQC.
Welcome back again to Travel World. This is Danielle. Stephen Pickford and Willem Backus are in Des Moines, Iowa. What's going on there?
Well, Chad just blew the break, but we have Cynthia who wanted to do a little station ID for us.
Yeah, I just wanted to say this is Cynthia Fodor live in Des Moines, Iowa, and I'm looking forward to meeting the hands of Chad.
There we go.
A good reason to come to Montreal.
Keep mine, baby.
We hope we can get there one day. We have so many reasons for you to come to Des Moines, Iowa as well and the surrounding areas. The state fair going on here this week, we've been talking about that. A lot of fun for the whole family. Way too much fun is the theme this year. Living History Farms, a great place to visit with the family. And we also want to mention that we have the Bridges of Madison County right here, about a half-hour drive outside of Des Moines. The famous movie, you've probably seen it. And it was filmed right here. You can go and see all the beautiful covered bridges. Very romantic spot.
And you can visit Francesca's house at the Field of Dreams.
Yeah.
Field of Dreams is here, too?
Or at the, I'm sorry, it's the Bridges of Madison County. But, yes, the Field of Dreams is in northeast Iowa, in Dyersville, Iowa. You can go right out onto the field and play a game of catch. You can go out into the cornfield where the ghosts came from. And the house that the movie was filmed in is right there on the site also.
And Madison County will be having its Bridges Festival in the fall, and that's a wonderful time for those of you who like festivals and street fairs. You can go down and you can see all the beautiful covered bridges and visit Francesca's house, as you said. As we heard here, you can actually sit in the bathtub where Meryl Streep and Clint Eastwood had some fun.
Out of the same
And it's very relaxing, too, I want to mention. I mean, you can come out here to Iowa, and there's a lot of things to do, but there's nothing like just getting out into the countryside and seeing the wide open sky. I always said I never have seen so much sky as when you're driving out through the country down to the bridges of Madison County or out to some of the farms, and it's just, you immediately relax. It's a very relaxing place to come for a vacation as well.
You know, they told me about the cornfields out here, and we did go out and see one. I actually believe it. These corn stalks are really
They are
tall.
Very high. It's an optical illusion when you're driving along a highway as to the height of corn, but when you walk into a cornfield, they tower above you, and you could easily get lost.
And, Kathy, isn't there a 15-foot stalk of corn here at the fair? It's awfully tall.
It was as higher than a house. I couldn't believe it.
Well, this is where everything gets big. The Big Bowl and the Super Bowl and the Boar, etc. We're big here.
The corn.
Yeah.
And it's good, too. Also, I think they're making a maze somewhere through a cornfield.
Built a maze within the cornfield. They're both in eastern Iowa, one in Scott County and one in northeast Iowa, but they're called the Amazing Corn Maze.
And you get in there,
you travel through the maze, and once you've made it to the end of the maze, the location of the end of the maze looks down on the maze.
Oh, boy.
So you can see where you've been.
And you can get lost in there for days, I guess.
Yes, you could.
Occasionally, we do have stories on the news about children lost in cornfields.
Well, the stories on the news around here, I mean, to tell you, this is not exactly a high-crime area. I think one of the top stories on the news yesterday was, road closed in front of university. Students will have to use other entrance. Live on the scene, now reporting.
Yeah, but see, there's a peg for that. The kids are all coming back to college, and they have to move into the dorms. And now kids don't just bring a suitcase. They bring refrigerators. Furniture, TVs,
VCR,
computers, and so it is difficult if you can't, you know, get in there.
We did see a live broadcast. Another KCCI truck was out by Court Avenue. I think it was Branch Falls from Tree, live on the scene, now reporting.
Oh, come on. It's not that bad. But I must say, Iowa does have a low crime rate, and it was just rated the best place in the country, the best state in the country to raise a child. And that's one of the reasons I moved out here. I had a one-year-old little boy, and we were living in New York at the time, and we got a job offer out here, and we thought it would be a great place to bring up a family.
Well,
and
that,
it is.
That definitely is.
Hey, Willem?
Yep.
Hi, it's Eli.
Eli, how you doing,
good,
guy?
Good yourself?
You're a bad influence on me, Eli.
You know, I just want to ask, I understand you're in Iowa?
Yeah?
And you have the
How'd you guess?
I don't know, I think you said it earlier.
Yeah, well,
that was like a big hint.
Eli, you're quick.
Is there a place called Ottumwa? Is there actually a place?
There actually is in Ottumwa, Iowa, and we were looking for radar. He couldn't find you.
No?
No.
Okay. I just wanted to know. I was curious. I was, you know, listening outside, and I said, you know, I should go ask him if there's an Ottumwa, because I've been curious since I was a kid.
It's kind of southwest here. We're going kind of like about a third that distance when we're going out to see Pella.
If you go to Ottumwa, by the way, there's a small store in Ottumwa.
Okay.
Right?
What do you want us to get, Eli?
I'll tell you off the air.
How do you know about Ottumwa, Eli?
MASH.
He watches MASH.
Oh, okay.
I can't believe an American person is asking me how I know about Ottumwa.
Okay.
We're looking for the home of Captain Kirk, actually.
Is that the home of Tom Arnold as well?
Ottumwa?
Yeah, in Ottumwa. Down around there.
Captain Kirk.
We also have a Boondocks in Iowa.
A Boondocks?
Yeah. It's a truck stop, okay.
Really?
Thanks for the info, by the way.
No problem, Eli. Glad having you on board. Gee whiz. So, it's almost an hour already.
Yeah, I mean,
how does the time go?
Time just goes by when you're having fun. We're having fun
here. Way too much fun.
You know something? That's a damn good slogan for this for this particular fair.
Thank you. Kathy came up with it, probably. Let's give her the credit.
You know, but it really is. You go out here. I mean, I've been to fairs. And I've been to the CNE. I've been to the Central Canada in Ottawa. We've been to...
Right, the Big E down in Springfield.
We've been just about everywhere. But this is... We've had more fun here.
Oh, yeah.
Than we've had in years. Years going other places.
And that's right, you leave me in the studio, right?
That's right, Danielle. Yeah, it's because you canceled out on our Hampton Beach trip. So there.
we're going to be next week at Hampton Beach.
So this is payback, right?
Yeah, payback, yes.
Well, you'll have to come next year, Danielle.
I definitely will.
In fact, Kathy wants to talk a little bit about next year.
Yes.
Through the 22nd, 11 days. Come to the fair, enjoy, see some of the sites we've been talking about throughout the state, and get to know us all better.
Well, I mean, I know I can certainly let all our listeners know that it's a great place to come for, you know, relaxing time, but there's so much to see and do at the state fair, plus things in the area. You can do the fair one day, visit the area, come back to the fair another day. A variety of things to see and do, and of course, that great food. Good restaurants at value prices, and the Hotel Fort Des Moines, good hotel, great rate. Can't beat it.
It's definitely worth the trip getting out here. A lot of ways to get out here. You take Midwest Express. You can also go Northwest. Try not to take Comair because they're almost never on time.
Never on time.
Said,
no food.
I have to say, guys, that this past hour has been terrific. A lot of fun, and it's gone by very quickly.
And they will be bringing you back a pig. Don't worry.
Thanks.
Well, next week we'll be down in Hampton Beach, New Hampshire for Canadian Appreciation Day, the sun, sand, surf, and seafood of one of Montreal's favorite summertime getaway destinations as the summertime fun continues here on Travel World.
Well, it's been an hour once again. I don't know where the time goes. We love doing this. But, you know, as much as we like traveling out to places like Des Moines and Hampton Beach and Hawaii in October, and that's coming up too, it's always great to come home once again to Canada's greatest city. Without a doubt, Montreal.
Oh, yes, it is Canada's greatest city. Too bad Joe Kaufman at Comair doesn't feel the same way. We enjoy coming back and having, sharing our experiences of our travels with our listeners and with our friends.
We love all the comments. Danielle, thank you for filling in for us in the studio, and thanks once again to the hands of Chad. Best massage in Montreal. And
I'll let you know, okay?
Oh, yes, Danielle, I'm sure you will.
And I just want to thank you guys for coming out here.
Well, thank you. Very gracious host.
Absolutely. So for Travel World, I'm Willem Backus.
I'm Cynthia Boder.
And I'm Stephen Pickford. Join us again next Saturday from 11 to noon for Travel World right here on AM 600 CIQC, Montreal's interactive information station.
Et qui fait neiger sur l'hiver des roses bleues.